Next summer, fees may increase at 17 busy national parks, including Olympic National Park and Mount Rainier. The Park Service is asking for public comments on a new proposal that would nearly triple some entrance fees. Anaboico Y-Rock reports the increase is to pay for old maintenance projects.
Next summer, if you drive into Olympic National Park or Mount Rainier, you may have to pay a new $70 entrance fee. That's $45 more than the fee now. Riding a motorcycle in, maybe $30 more. And walking or biking in, maybe $20 more. The National Park Service is proposing increasing the fees during peak summer months. They're accepting public comments until November 23rd. The money is to restore park infrastructure.
Roads, trails, utility systems, bridges.
Randy King is the superintendent of Mount Rainier National Park, which has $176 million in deferred maintenance. He says most of that is for roads.
Contractor costs tend to be a bit higher, the more remote the location. And sometimes it's a short season of operation here, too, so all those things can increase contractor costs.
At Olympic National Park, the money would go to maintain Solduck Road and rehabilitate the Hurricane Ridge Visitor Center. Across the U.S., higher fees are expected to generate $70 million a year. Most national park sites would remain free, as they are now. An annual America the Beautiful Pass would still cost $80. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.